welcome you. I use the word we because it is not just me. There are millions of people working,
dear friends,
very hard
in the world to ensure of these very planets we call Earth. We welcome you. I welcome you. I use the word we because it is not just me. There are millions of people working very hard all over the world to ensure that this very effort we are making to restore Biafra comes to fruition in our time. The time now is approximately 6 minutes past 7 p.m. in the land of Biafra, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, regardless of where you are. We are the only people emanating from Africa that is being listened to across the entire 24 time zones on this very planet. Millions listen to us right all over the world. If you have joined me on my Facebook page, you should be able to see me live. Those listening via radio, Biafra, you will hear my voice, but you cannot see me. The same thing applies to those who are listening via FM in the land of Biafra, those who are listening via satellite across the whole of Africa and Middle East, and those of you who are listening to Radio Biafra app, and indeed tuning Sweet Radio, Garden Radio, and Simple Radio. I welcome you, and as I do so, I will seriously encourage you to welcome all those who are around you, your friends, your family, your relatives, because tonight's program is going to be something slightly different. If before we finish we have not heard that relationships are being terminated, that people are taking their own lives, then if the past, I don't want anyone to take their life, but this very evening is going to be remarkable because we have promised to preach this very gospel of truth, this very gospel of restoration, and that is what we are here to do, and that is what we are going to accomplish in our time. Those that came before us did not understand the meaning of consistency and resoluteness. That is what IPUB epitomizes. That is what we have come to represent. And that is why, regardless of the machinations of the enemy, regardless of what our detractors try to do, we are zeroing in on the ruins of Astaroth, and with it, the inevitable precipitous collapse of this world. Elohim is in charge, of course. And before we go any further, we must worship him. But before we do so and give thanks to the Almighty in heaven, I must tell you that my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra. I am the director of Radio Biafra, director of Biafra Television. And by the very special grace of Elohim, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we are under oath to speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. We are also under oath to restore Biafra, or we die doing so. And as I keep saying, and with permission from heaven, I can confidently declare that should we fail to usher in Biafra this year, it is no longer God's fault. It is ours. That is why we must do everything we can, humanly possible, to ensure that Biafra is restored as quickly as possible, because the zoo is empty, absolutely empty. And today we have come to do justice to the mess that it has become. We must therefore hand over our proceedings to the Most High, Chukwukikadiamapurumihanina, and in so doing, invite the Spirit of Heaven to take charge of what we are doing here today, because it is pivotal. And we must pray in the language of heaven, of course. Chineke na nke pụrụ ime ihe niile, Chukwu Okike abịala bụ onye mmụọ na mmadụ na-efe. Onye ike niile dị n'ọbara aka ya. Onye mmụọ na mmadụ na-efe. Ọ ọ bụ na-amịrị bụ okike mmalite ọgwụgwụ bụ nke na-amịrị. Ọ bụla na ndị mmụọ ozi na-agba oche zere okirikiri eze obodo ngozi ha wee na-achọ gị mma wee na-eto gị wee na-akpụ isi ala nye gị. Ọ bụla ndị okenye ọrụ abụọ na anọ bụ ndị na-atụ mkpọrọ ebe wee na-asị na ebe nsọ Chineke. Ha sị na ebe nsọ Chineke. Lekwa ka ebube gị tinye sachie na emeke gị ekere eke. N'ihi na ọ bụ naanị gị bụ onye kere ihe niile nke mmadụ dị ndụ na-ahụ anya. Ma nke ọ na-apụghị ịhụ anya mana onye kere gị. Ọ bụ ya mere ndị gboo ji wee na-etu ha na-akpọ ọka aka. Ọ bụ naanị gị bụ ọka ome. Ntụkwasị obi anyị niile bụ n'obi anyị niile bụ n'ebe nọ nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Naanị wee na-arịọ gị ka ị gwara amara gị na ọmịka ịhụnanya gị na ebere gị ngọzi nke kwuru chiwee leta ndị gị. N'ihi na ọ bụ nwere ike anyị bụ nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Anyị enweghị ike ọzọ ewezụga gị. Anyị anaghị efe arụsị. Anyị anaghị akpụ isi ala wee mee ihe ọ bụla mmadụ nwa anyị nwere amụ nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ọ bụ naanị gị ka anyị na-efe. N'ihi na ndị ọbụla pụtara ife nyefe ebere dị ngọzi ga-efe gị n'ime mmụọ na eziokwu. A sịrị ngọ nga atụghị egwu mmadụ ọ bụla. Onye nwe na Chineke nna nke igwe ka isi wee nọgide ndị igbo wee gọzie ha ka ọgbọ nkụ gbu asị wee na-arịọ gị. Onye nwe na Chineke nna bụ n'igwe na anya ọbụghị ife mebere kwesị bụ zuu Naijiria. Anyị ga-etighe taa nso n'ụzọ ndị igbo wee otu oge eze ebube dị ngọzi ka mara gị na ebere gị wee jupụta n'ime ndụ anyị ka otu wee jupụta ihe nke ebere nke eke nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. N'ihi na ọ bụ ọnụ aga ka mgbara igwe na-egosi. Wee na-etu gị usuu niile nke ndị agha. Anyanwụ na kpakpando na-erubere gị isi. Ọnwa na-akpụ isi ala nye gị. Ọ bụ ọnọdụ nyere ha ka ha nọdụ wedo ụbọchị nketa nna nke ebere dị ngọzi wee na-arịọ gị wee na-akpọkọ wee na-acha gị mma. Na-asị gị bikọta ka wee gbasa ozi nsọ nke gị n'ụwa niile. Ụwa niile na-ege ntị nna nke ebere dị ngọzi. Ka ọ ga-abụ na ikpete masị mgbe ebi enye anyị bịakwa nna nke ebere. Anyị ga-akpụ isi ala wee nye gị wee gọzie gị wee jaa gị mma ma too gị site n'ebighị ma ruo n'ebighị. Ise. Mma mmadụ dị gị Chineke. We must preach this very gospel, and as we do so, we must do it in truth and in every honesty. This very day we have come to do justice to the decaying, dying zoological republic. If you don't have your pen and paper, you are doing yourself a great deal of disservice. Go and get your pen and paper, and as I've always said, wherever Alamagiri is, Janja Widow, both you bring your slate and you bring your chalk. As we delve into the depth of analysis and philosophical postulates, I would expect you to be mastering your alphabet from A to Z. Because had a majority of those in the northern part of the zoo been sensible, had our Yoruba brethren in the West been slightly brave with the grace that God has given them with media, we won't be where we are today. But the zoo is a mess. Anybody who is unfortunate to be part of the zoo is now a laughingstock all over the world. Mankind is laughing at us. And the sooner we bring the miserable existence of the zoo to an end, the better for everybody. The better for everybody. And that's why we're here this evening. You must pay attention. Very close attention. It is very, very critical that you pay attention. I will take off my glasses and I will have a sip of water before we proceed. We are living through an era of Fulani infamy. Never in the history of governance. The last time what is happening now in the zoo ever occurred in the annals of history was in Spain, in the Dark Ages. I did not say the age of it, I said in the Dark Ages. That's a man called El Cid. The Spanish were fighting the Arabs, the Moors. He was a great warrior. He led Spain into battle. He won famous victories over the Arabians, over the Moors. Some of you don't know that the reason why Italians have black hair, it's basically the Latinos, which is Portugal, Spain, and Italy. The reason why they have black hair is because they are a mixture of Europeans and Arabs. That's why they have black hair, unlike the Swedish, the Germans, and the rest of them. The Arabs were there for nearly 400 years. And when it was time to push the Arabs out, Spain raised a hero. His name is El Cid. The Arabs called him El Cid. E-L space C-I-D. There was a very famous movie by that name, starring Charlton Heston, if you know him. A very famous Hollywood actor. I recommend you go and watch it. That is exactly what the Fulanis are doing. Do you know what happened? El Cid died in battle. He had an arrow shot through his heart. He died. And when they brought him back to the castle, the wife said that he must rise and ride with the king the next day. He was dead. Why did it? Was because if the Arabs know that El Cid is coming to battle, they will become weakened and the Spanish shall overrun them. In order to maintain that myth, El Cid that was dead was propped up on his horse, his arrow put on him, and he went into battle. A dead man on a horse running into battle. So that when the Arabs saw his banner and his armor, they fled, and the Spanish won the war because of the fear of a dead man. That is what the Fulanis are doing. I recommend after this program, you go and look for the movie and you watch it. El Cid. It was a Hollywood blockbuster in those days. We are living through an era of Fulani infamy, an era of shame and of disgrace, an era where a little boy, barely 30 years old, can be brought out in broad daylight, not hidden. They didn't even disguise him this time around to try and get a better mask to put on him, at least to try to convince, or should I say deceive, the gullible 200 million that Buhari is alive. They shamelessly brought out this boy, put him in front of a camera, and television stations, those who claim they are learned, those who claim they are educated, they all sat there watching this charade, watching this disgrace unfold before the whole world. None of them felt any shame, no trepidation, because people are now living through a culture of unprecedented impunity. They do anything they like and they can get away with it. And that is why what is happening is happening. And when I was actually going through the whole nonsense as it was playing out, it occurred to me, rather very sadly, that Africans and the black race in particular is a deficit on this very earth. I said this evening, I'm not going to compromise. I am going to tell you the truth. You may not like it, but I will preach it all the same. An 80-year-old man in broad daylight became a 30-year-old, not even 40, 30 years old. Everybody saw it. And I know that what is giving some people comfort is that body double is not a new thing. It's been existing in history. In every political era, they've had body doubles. I understand, I respect that. But no body double ever addressed the people. No body double ever signed any treaty. No body double ever signed any undertaking or entered into an agreement on behalf of the country that is impersonating their president. In Africa, our education and our morals are highly flawed. This is a country supposedly of 200 million people. You have imams, you have pastors, you have bishops, you have archbishops, you have custodians of morality, you have those who are commentators, you have analysts, you have journalists, and you have the elders. All these people lay claim to one degree of relevance or the other based on what they perceive to be their place in that very society, be it age, be it by profession, be it by prowess, be it by pedigree. Call it whatever you like. In a country of 200 million people, A little boy was brought out shamelessly to represent somebody they claimed that they voted for. I told you this before, that there is something wrong with an average Nigerian. Your bars are very good, the Hausa people are very good, the Nupes, the TVs, the Bashamas, just the whites, everybody is very good. The Igbos, very good. On their own, they're very good. As soon as you bring them together, you see the worst in each and every ethnic group. It's their chemistry. There are some substances or elements that, in isolation, they're doing very well. In isolation, there's nothing wrong. Anytime you see any combustion in nature, anytime you witness any volatility in nature, anytime there is a problem, even in nature, let's say with the preparation of, say, sulfuric acid, it is the mixture of more than one chemical. When they begin to react, on their own, they are all normal, very docile, nothing happens. But if you mix them together, things will begin to happen. That's something about Nigeria. Nigeria is a very terrible experiment that has gone wrong somewhere. And if you put all these people together in one cage, in one basket, you get the worst of each tribe. Every tribe becomes a ravenous creature. Every tribe loses its conscience. That is why the Fulani people can perpetrate this level of fraud. And nobody's talking. Because there's something fundamentally wrong with us as black people. And it is quite instructive that at a time when the whole world is campaigning to get rid of racism, when the whole world, in other words, is trying to take a leap forward in terms of respect for humanity and respectable human interaction, at such a very pivotal time in history, what are we witnessing in Nigeria? A return to the Dark Ages. A return to the Dark Ages. And who are the people responsible for this? The Fulani. The same people all the time. They are responsible for this. What we are encountering right now is a despicable behavior that is beneath contempt itself. Beneath contempt. I am trying to build, as I always do, a foundation upon which I am going to rest this very broadcast today, that the world may know that we are actually very, very whites are listening. The whole world is listening. They know how foolish we are, and I'm going to make them even realize it the more. I am going to make them realize it the more, and you'll be shocked this evening as to what you are about to hear. Those who are handling this whole fake Buhari saga, it was Abba Kyari. After I told you it was Abba Kyari. When he died, our Yoruba friends now started saying he was a de facto president. When Abba Kyari died, I told you that Aisha had taken over. I told you. What happened? Aisha took over. I told that Osibanjo was missing. What happened? What is happening today? Have you heard from him live? It's all Photoshop after Photoshop. Deepfake video after deepfake video. They don't know how determined we are. Before I started campaigning that Osibanjo was missing, I knew where he was. As I said, I can never ask you a question that I don't have the answer to. I knew where Osibanjo was in that place called Banana Island. They will be shocked this evening. Osibanjo's aunt died in Ikeja. Osibanjo attended that when he ran away from Asoro, attended that very ceremony. So as they were issuing fake videos, Osibanjo was not in Asoro. He was in Lagos, living in Banana Republic. Oh, no, Banana Island, not Republic. Of course, it might as well be a Republic. Osibanjo attended the aunt's funeral. And I will tell them where that funeral, where the aunts used to live, Arowojobe, in Ikeja, after Mafuluku, Arowojobe. If you are traveling from Oshodi itself and you're going towards what's it called, 9-11 or whatever it is. There is a junction you get to, a road you're there, before you get to a place called Ugonloko. I know that place very well. Inside the estate called Arojo, the estate, Osibajo was there. He came with a black Mercedes Maybach and two Hilux vans full of security personnel. After attending that very function, or should I say the condoling with the family of his aunt, that somebody they took as their mother anyway, when his mother passed on, he went back to Banana Island, not in Asorok. Usibajo is not there. And do you know the reason why I've been saying that Usibajo is there and the Yorubas are not talking? Is because they know where he is. This is the type of country that you have, where people approach every national discourse from a parochial viewpoint. You must defend your people, you must defend your interests. Is that how to build a country? Is that how to build a nation, I ask? Why must we live in an era when we feel comfortable lying to ourselves? Everybody knows that Nigeria is not working. Everybody knows that. We know that. You know that, and I know that it's not working. But rather than confront that very problem the same way that whites are doing, whites are disgusted with racism. And they are fighting back. And you can see it all over the world. Not just in the USA, I say all over the world. They are fighting back. Holding people who are racist accountable. To the point that the great and almost immortal Winston Churchill, that they wanted to go and attack his statue, to tell you that evil is evil. I'm mentioning this because I want Yorubas that hold Awolowo in high esteem to understand that they are doing themselves a great disservice. Awolowo was a very horrible man. He was a mass murderer. The same way we've just discovered now that Mahatma Gandhi also was a racist. I said, yes, Mahatma Gandhi of India was a racist. That is why a university in Accra is taking off his statue from their quadrangle. Are you following? That is how humanity functions. Once you are guilty of a heinous crime, every vestige of respect, dignity, and honor is stripped away from you. That is the sanction you get, so that others coming behind you will not be as evil as you are. Awolowo and Gowon presided over the death of 5 million Biafrans. 5 million. Nobody wants to talk about it. But we are talking about it. And we will continue to talk about it. African culture is on display all over the world as a disgrace and a blot on the conscience of humanity. What is going on in Abuja? Now, an abomination is happening inside Asorok as we speak. There are pastors, there are elders, there are imams, yet the truth cannot be spoken. The truth cannot be spoken. You go to church every blessed day, you have pastors, you pay your tithes, and all the nonsense, all the biblical nonsense, all the rubbish from Quran. You have to be truthful, you have to be honorable, you have to be decent. In other words, in the whole of Nigeria, in the whole of Nigeria, those who are calling sinners to come and repent are worse than the sinners. Every pastor, I'm not saying, every pastor in Nigeria is evil. You are there, you saw a 30-year-old boy. They gave you a 30-year-old boy as an 80-year-old. You claim your elders. You claim you have gray hair. You claim you're knowledgeable. You claim you have PhD. You have all these things. You cannot see that you're not born and ask those in Asorok, why are you doing this? Why are you giving us this little boy? This is not Buhari. We know it's not. You have Yoruba pastors in Pentecostalism. You have imam. They want to go to Hajj. They want to go to Mecca to go and pray to Allah. A bunch of, a nation of hypocrites. A country of hypocrites. Left, right, and center. Why can't people be honest with themselves? I ask. Because you're black. It's in your nature to be evil. You see, let me tell you something. When the white man painted Lucifer black
Some of you thought it was racism. It wasn't racism. It wasn't. They are trying to... It's an allegory. Let me put it that way. It's an allegory. They are trying to depict the state of consciousness of a black man. That's what I'm trying to do. By depicting Lucifer as a black person. Now, you are in Nigeria. You are a Nigerian. And in that Nigeria, there is an understanding of the sanctity of the electoral process. People go to vote and they vote for somebody, albeit in a flawed election, and people are sworn into office to uphold the constitution. This is why I indict and I condemn all of them. The worst people you have in the zoo called Nigeria are the pastors. They are the worst of the worst. They are like servants. They are the worst of the worst. All of them. If you're going to church, if you wake up and you go to church, you're going to hell. Direct. Because the message you're receiving, they are from messengers of darkness, of liars and deceivers. Are you telling me that Abraham cannot see that little boy? Are you telling me that even the man that I respect so much to Jesus, are you telling me that that little boy there is Buhari? Those of you that went to church was clapping and jumping up and down. Jumping up and down and clapping inside deceit. Inside fraud. You are inside fraud. And you are jumping up and you are clapping. You are inside fraud. And you want God to bless you. You want God to hear your prayers. When the truth is in front of you, I told you what was happening from day one. But to tell you how terrible the zoo is, because it is an evil man saying it, because Nnamdi is a person, he's struggling it. Every Yoruba paper, they refuse to acknowledge the fact that you claim you want to be in the same country with me. We are in the same country. You want us to be in the same country. But in your heart is deceit. In your heart is to cheat. If not deceit and cheating, why was it that when I announced that Buhari was dead, nobody bothered to investigate? He said, you ask them, go and kill him. Because you have your eye on the presidency after Buhari. But I'm in the same country with you. You claim we are Nigerians, some of you, wrongly of course. You want us to love each other. Do you see how fake your love is? Yoruba, do you see how fake your love is for the so-called Nigeria? So the reason why you love Nigeria still can be president in 2023. And I'm asking you, all of you with your PhDs from Yoruba land, are you not seeing what is happening, including the pastors you cannot see? Are you that wicked? You are also very blind. You cannot see the truth. You know, people are afraid to speak the truth, and I speak it. If I'm in this room, I will tell you to your face. Anywhere I meet you, I tell you to your face that all of you are evil. Very, very evil, all of you. People are calling. They shouldn't be calling, but they are, of course. We must try to get rid of this. They are calling. Well, they shouldn't. Now understand this very carefully. Those who are calling you their fellow Nigerians, let's make Nigeria great. Remember them? Let's make Nigeria great. We can build roads and bridges and schools. If they cannot speak the truth, having seen this little boy, now tell me how they can run the country. Truthfully. Now, tell me how you expect to develop a country with lies. Tell me anywhere in the world where lies have actually worked. Show me, tell me one place. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's what we're doing this evening. I'm laying the foundation. I will come to the substance of the matter in a short while. White people depicted blacks as Lucifer. Because black people are satanic. After listening to this gospel tonight, you will understand. If you go back and you think, believe in me, you will then. By tomorrow morning, you will change. Accept the truth this night. Morning, afternoon, depending on where you are. By tomorrow morning, once you accept this gospel, Now, when you wake up tomorrow morning, you'll be a different person altogether. I'm not attacking anybody, I'm just telling you the truth. Very simple truth. Why? There is a degree of evil inside every black man. I'm not saying that whites are not evil, no. Because if you read Hobbes' The State of Nature, you will know that man is a bit crazy in the brain. We know that. But once you go through formal education, even if informal, once you are capable of discernment, once you are capable of articulating a thought, once you are capable of looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, yes, I can now comprehend, there are some things you shouldn't do. And one thing that is you shouldn't be evil. I want to ask you a question, all of you who are watching, those who are listening. How many professors do you have in Nigeria? How many pastors do you have in the billions, in the millions? But you ask yourself, but where are they and all the things are happening? You have elders. There are some people that say, oh, we are elders. We are older than you. Why don't you respect us? We are elders. Why are you an elder? And something is happening and you're keeping quiet. How can an elder be in the house and a goat will give birth in tether? It's not possible. And there's nobody to call the umbilical cord. It doesn't happen. Now, ask those people that call themselves elders. Why should I call you an elder when impunity is happening in Asarok and you kept quiet? Why should I call you an elder? Why? Just tell me. They cannot. Because I am an Igbo man. Because I'm a Biafran. That was why the truth has been saying from day one. Even some Yoruba Irats cannot bring themselves to say, somebody wrote today and said, it was predicted that I shall take over after Bakiyari. And somebody just reminded him, but in the camera said so, or you're not following. Somebody wrote and asked him, why are you finding it difficult to say it was in the camera said it? The commentator was Yoruba. But you want me to be in the same country with you. You claim you love me, and you want us to be together. Let's build a happy one Nigeria. But look at your behavior. Is your behavior that of somebody that wants to grow and progress with somebody? Or is it that of somebody who wants to cheat, to deceive and to lie? Common credit you cannot give me on social media and want me to build a country with you. How is that possible? Do you see how that's not going to work? Do you understand it now? You want me to be in the same country with Fulani? The same people that a president died in office. Instead of Osunbajo to take over. They said no. They started hiring little boys for Aisha to be sleeping with her. Over what? Little kids. You want me to be in the same country with you? How is that possible? When the basis of a relationship is just falsehood and lies. If you love Nigeria as you claim, the caliphate, the Janjaweed, you should have allowed the Osunbajo to take over. Simple. Next time you bring a healthy young man, maybe like Tambuwa, to contest and to run, so he will not die in office. And you are cursed. So, Fulani, you are cursed. You don't know this. You check a room on you are cursed. Anybody who goes into Asarok will die there. I'm telling you now. Once you are Fulani, if you go into Asarok as a president, you will die in that very place. Try and see. I've been saying it for very many years. Some of you don't understand. You believe in building relationships based on falsehood, on lies. I don't believe in it. And when somebody tells you the truth, you cannot comprehend it. You don't understand. I am a black person. I am from Africa. I am a Biafran. So when I condemn black people, I'm also condemning myself. Do you know why? When I go back and I think about it, I try to become a better person. I try to be that thing that the devil has planted into every black person in the world. How many pastors do you have? When you go to church or you go to Saturday night, ask your pastor, all of you in the so-called Zoo, Nigeria, go and ask your pastors on the imams in the mosque. Because they are claiming they are holding a holy book. In the mosque, go and ask them. Why can't you speak out against what is happening? You are a man of God. Men of God and women of God, so to speak, should speak the truth always. That's why you're a man of God. Why is it that you're there in your palatial mansion in Abuja or in Lagos with money and tithes people gave you, hoping you would take them to heaven through the path of truth? And you saw impunity happening, and you kept all the big Yoruba pastors of Winners Chapel, of Redeem, and all of those of them, the synagogue, or mountain on the fire, fire in the valley, fire in the in upstairs, fire in downstairs. You claim you are worshiping God through Christ. Christ epitomized truthfulness. All of you. Christ was epitomized truthfulness. You are climbing the pulpit. You are seeing evil. What concerns you is a tithe and offering. And you get to go to heaven. None of them will go to, nobody, none of them, but because of again, none of them. But they will put on a blessing dream. Or what again, none of them will make heaven. They are evil. Christ was honest. Told the Pharisees and the Sadducees what he saw to be bad. Went to the house of God, the temple of Solomon, and drove away profiteers, exchanging money. What matters to you is tithe and offering. There is abomination happening, and all of you kept quiet. Abomination upon abomination. And you claim you're a man of God. If I meet all of you, should pray. I don't meet any of you anywhere. Be it airport or anywhere I meet any of you, criminal Pentecostal, say that you will come, God will punish you. You are evil. You are evil. I feel sorry for the fools you're deceiving. You are evil. You are in a country of 200 million. They are being held hostage. There is no head of state. People are being slaughtered every day. Every day people are dying because there is vacuum in that rock. Nobody is there. That is the reason why. There is no leadership. Have you been into a house before? In a family where there is no father figure. Where nobody is in charge. No father, no mother. And still, what the children are doing is a simple experiment. Experiment that all of you can do tonight, not tomorrow morning. Now, this night you can do it. I want you to take your wives away from the house, leave the kids. Lord, if I say, my children, I'm coming here. By the time you come back, your house will be upside down. Because dad is not there, mom is not there. Nobody to tell them, stop doing what you're doing. The same thing is happening in Nigeria. You have seven terrorist groups, seven of them, seven terror groups. And there is no head of state. There is no vice head of state, deputy, or should I say vice president. There is no chief of army staff. What do you expect the terrorists to do? They are going to market now. They are living their life. That is why you have killings everywhere. And nobody has a clue as to how to stop it. But these liars and deceivers, imams and pastors, those that claim they are elders and politicians, elder statesmen, to tell you how evil they are. They understand the problem. Any day you have a president, a physical living president in South Africa, things will change. That is why all over the world, when institutions or companies are going are drifting, you change the CEO. You change. Ordinary football that some of you love, I think they've resumed. Barcelona defeated, I don't know who they beat yesterday, 4-0. Why do you think they start their managers? When you are not performing, you'll be removed. Why do you think people vote every 4 years? It's to say that about time to see if you've done well or not done well, to renew your mandate or not to renew your mandate. But in this case, somebody died in office. Dead, those who now is dead. Instead of going to people and saying, oh, this man is no longer there, what do we do? People are dying. Instead, you're holding on to it. You want to steal money. You want to deplete the treasury. You want to spread Islam, jihad, by force. and people are dying because there is no president. And you know it. All of you know it. Then you keep pretending, lying. You give the man, let's go to Matthew chapter 6, verse, bring the tithe. That's all you know. A man of God, you have aircraft, you have everything. You cannot speak the truth. How do you expect me to respect you? You are a deceiver, you are a liar. In the US, all of you will be jailed. All of you will go to jail. All of you will go to prison. But that is men of God in Africa. Black men, black Nishoji, black people. You know, you can understand why the white man painted blacks black. Because of our evil nature. Evil nature inside us. And you want God to help you. You want God to save you? You are a hypocrite. An abundant hypocrite you are. All of you are hypocrites. Black people are hypocrites. They don't believe in the truth. They never see the truth and embrace it. Never. Nobody from Igbo land, even WIC, all of them are anointed. Thank God. No one has ever come to say, what is happening today? You predicted it many years ago. We are sorry. It's called magnanimity. They don't have it in them. Instead, you see them conniving, planning, talking rubbish every blessed day. You see grown-up men gossiping. That is what makes you black, and that is why you are backwards in Africa. Africans must know this. It is your nature. It is your wickedness and stupidity inside you. That is why whites are killing you. You are evil. You are evil. In a country of 200 million people, not 1 million, not 2, not 3, 200 million, a group of people are holding everybody hostage. And instead of those with the sword of truth, which is journalism, Yoruba, to rise up and say evil is evil, a whole nation, Yoruba, they went into a cocoon, waiting for their turn in 2023, and you want me to respect you? I think you're mad. Because I can't respect you. You are an evil person. You did not speak the truth because it is your turn in 3 years' time. And you want me to respect you as a human being. How is that possible? How? Just tell me how. It is not and can never be. Never ever be. That is something that you need to understand. That is something that we're telling the whole world this very thing. That blacks are evil. That is the truth. Whites are listening. And I'm telling you the truth. Before God and man, we are evil. Black people are evil. 200 million people. And they want a little boy to show you. And you all, stupid, everybody's like that. It's not Buhari. Now we know it's not Buhari. We think Buhari is no more there. Okay, listen, Badu. And tomorrow you say the same rubbish. Next week, the same nonsense. To rise up and take action, you cannot. If you see those who are rising up to take action, you begin to mock them that they are stupid. Because you're a black person. Everything that is good turns into bad. Everything bad turns into good. That is the brain of a black person. That is the way we reason. That is the way we think. That is the way we act. We are backwards because of how we reason. We are evil because of what is in our brain. I feel sorry for you people. I feel sorry for all of you. But I have to tell you the truth. Somebody wrote that Aisha Buhari is very mad. Man, that I called her a suicide bomber in the leaked audio tape. A suicide bomber. And I'm asking people today, can't you see that war is coming? Can't you see that men are going to die? Can't you see that terrorism flourishes where there is lawlessness? Can't you see that terrorism also grows anywhere that is vacuum in leadership? Are you not aware of that? Are you no longer students of history? Go and check it everywhere in the world. Right now in Nigeria, there is no president, there is no government. What you have is a gang of criminals. Anybody can get up one morning and say, oh, I'm controlling INEC. I don't like you. You didn't give me enough money. in your first term, I'm removing you now, and they'll be removed. What concerns me is not recycling all these problems. What I kept thinking about is, why is it that black people don't never act to make what is wrong right? I am asking black people, why don't you act on your act, on your conviction, to say that this thing is wrong? I remember the other year, I don't know what her name is, I don't want to make her popular, that went as the people that were fact checking what I was saying about Jubilee were all Yoruba. Because Tinubu told them, don't make anything go wrong. It's our turn. 2023. That stupid girl came on, was talking rubbish. Today she's no longer talking about Mr. Buhari and Nnamdi Kanu, what he's saying. Have you now seen it? I'm always right. It's not arrogance. I am always right because anything I tell you is correct. Heaven, ask the family of Osibaja, they will tell you. Osibaja, did your aunt not die in Arojobe? Is this in Ikeja? Yes or no? Ask him now. Were you not in Banana Island when you left Asarok? Are you in Asarok? Are you in Asarok and that Supreme Court inside of, are you there? This is a vice president of 200 million people. You can't find him. Nowhere to be found. They call the terrorists. This, I want to let people understand the wickedness and the evil of a black man. That is what I want to preach tonight. That blacks are evil. Because whites are listening. Black people in Africa are evil. Now, IPOB was banned, proscribed. Never killed anybody. Never picked up arms. All of you, we are dancing and celebrating, especially Yoruba people, Yoruba media. But you went to school. You are a good Christian. You are a born again Christian. Some of you are Muslims. You go to, you travel to Mecca to do Hajj. You believe in the word of God. You believe in the word of God. And you know that God can never side anything that is wrong. But all of you that go to church, that go to your mosque, even in Igbo land, with our Haneze and the governors, what happened? They said you must ban IP. That is the black man for you. Proscribe IPOB, tag them terrorist group. But not ISIS. Not Miyet Yala. These are murderers. On a daily basis they kill. On a daily basis they are killing. Nobody has ever said, come and proscribe them. But anytime they see a common problem, they say, oh, you're proscribed, bro. Be proscribed. If you see where Yoruba, and people do that as well. The proscribed, the outlawed IPOB, because they are evil. Not outlawed Miyet Yala, that is a stakeholder in Nigeria. No! It's IPOB that is evil. They never killed anyone. But asking for freedom for all of us. It's a black man. That's how we reason. So, whites are not racist. You have me right, yes. Even the man that killed George Floyd is not a racist. Because racism doesn't exist. Racism also is like darkness. It doesn't exist. Racism is your stupidity. People are showing you how stupid you are. How you call it racism? They are showing you how intellectually impotent you are. How you call it racism? If Africa was good, what would blacks be doing in America? Have any of you thought about that before? If Africa is good, what would blacks be doing in America? They will be still coming back. Because we are not well. Black people are not well in the brain. And you know the funniest thing is that for you to go and seek medical help, you must acknowledge that you are sick. For you to wake up in the morning to go see a doctor, you must say to yourself, today I'm not feeling very well to go see a doctor. The thing about a young woman brought her lover, put her lover in front of national TV, and all of you are clapping, and you're telling me you're normal. I'm telling you, you're an animal. You are a big fool. Very big one. Very big one. I must tell you, because the zoo is collapsing, and you watch and see. You watch and see. Why do we find it difficult to act on our conviction?
It was because I lamented a few days ago. That was why the senior advocates of Nigeria, for the first time since they started the persecution of innocent people, they are now saying, let me tell you what the legal profession is now saying in Nigeria. 21 years of democracy, there is no rule of law. It's now that you know there's no rule of law. When they charged me to court for nothing, I told them I committed no crime. Some of you should have been, oh God, thank him! He wants to bring trouble in the polity. He wants to destabilize the polity. But now, what are the bandits doing? What are the kidnappers doing? What are the terrorists doing in the north? Who are they? Where did they come from? They didn't come to destabilize the polity. Oh no, they brought the blessing of Allah. They brought Allah's blessing to Nigeria. These are people of the judiciary. Why are they talking now? Because I said it a few days ago. Because I lambasted them. If you have brain, I'm telling you. If you are assimilated, I'm telling you tonight. By tomorrow, you will be a different person altogether in your life. And you see the changes you will make. The most difficult thing for a black man to admit is that we are racially inferior. Why are we inferior? Because of how we process information in our brain. That's all. The processing of information in the brain of a black man is defective. That is why we are not able to act on our conviction. That is why, morally, a black man is bankrupt all over the world. If you are not bankrupt morally, why would an entire Yoruba race be waiting for 2023? And meanwhile, there is fraud going on. Open fraud going on. You have elders. You have clergymen. You have intellectuals. And all of you are sitting back because of only 8 years of governance. You mortgage your hand. You want me to respect you? You must be insane. I can't. That was what happened with Jonathan Ohanaeze. For very many years, they were selling their future and that of their children. Until we said enough is enough. We said, oh, you're insulting elders. I said, any elder that will be that age and selling his children should be hanged. Not insulted, should be his name should be cut off. Only in Africa, if somebody is old and you're being stupid, you're a pedophile, molesting little girls. Oh no, don't worry. He's his uncle. Sick people everywhere. Today, or should I say yesterday, there were gunshots in the presidency. I asked this person last week, where in the world have you seen fire outbreak in a presidential villa before? Now, gunshots. And do you know what really shocks me as a human being? Is the very flippant way that so-called Nigerians deal with these issues. In other words, your education system is defective. I think that the biggest culprit is the education system in this zoo. They train you to be animals. They don't train you to be human beings. Gunshots in the presidency. Anywhere else in the world, the Senate will convene an emergency session to investigate. And during the course of investigation, will be discovered that there's nobody there. But everybody's in on it. Once you give them money to buy a house in Dubai or invest in China for themselves, themselves and their families. You've made their life. They can tolerate any evil. Any evil goes. Gunshot inside that rock. What consequence? It is pathetic. Who knows that there is no Buhari after this incident? Who knows there is no Buhari there? Your wife was nearly shot dead. And you are alive. Even as an ordinary person, you're not a president. Your wife narrowly escaped being shot. What will you do as a man? I'm asking you a question. All the signs are there that there is no Buhari. But everybody is burying their heads in shame. Do you know why? Because they are black people. They don't act on their convictions. They only support evil. That is why Africa is poor. That is why we are being killed. There is nothing called racism. That is why year after year, you will not hear that a Singaporean was killed. A Malaysian was killed in the West. You wouldn't hear that a South Korean was killed. Never. Or a Russian was killed. Never. Only blacks. Have you ever asked yourself why? No, you don't. Hey, it's racism. They hate blacks. It's because you are foolish. It's because God punished you with stupidity because God looked in your heart and knew you were evil. I'll prove it to you now, this night. Do you know why? I'll give you an example. That God in heaven gives everybody the same chance. The same chance. Now, I have a question to ask you. What justification does the Yorubas have? I said, what justification do they have in supporting this fraud going on? An entire nation of over 60 million people. Ask yourself why. Is this Satan that is doing it? Meanwhile, they have doctors, they have lawyers, they have pastors, they have imams, they have everything. Intellectuals, they have it. But ask yourself, why is it that Yorubas are supporting the evil, the satanic, the work of Lucifer going on in the zoo? Is it the fault of a white man? Is it the fault of the British? I'm asking a simple question. Why would 70 million people be programmed in their brain that is cheating? They have been programmed to cheat. Cheating is in their brain. Because if you're seeing evil happening and you're waiting for 2023, it means you're a bad person. Some of them are sick, so you wait for 2023 to go to hospital. I'm asking you a question. Are you waiting to go 2023 and you go to hospital in 2023? No. Gunshot in Asorok. Aisha came out. You know that I'm very daft. You're telling me that Buhari is inside Asorok. Now listen to this story. Buhari is inside Asorok. There was gunshot inside Asorok. Aisha ran out with the Aisha, Zara, Yusuf. And is it Zainab, the other one? They are so foolish. When they plan all these, their lies, they don't plan it very well. They forgot to mention Buhari. That Buhari also came out. Instead, I said the president was not touched. So, but your wife ran out. Your kids ran out. But you, the man that gave birth to the kids, you stayed inside. Hey, Africa, who did this to you? Black. This Yogi, black. Black people. Black. Very, very deadly. Very, very deadly. The proscribed IPOB, they said we're a terrorist group. But today, Janjaweed that slaughtering that the villages clean you. They killed somebody yesterday in Uguta. Nobody saying prescribe them. Nah, it's IPOB they want to prescribe. That's black people for you. This year, black! Black. Satanic Ekwensu, Satan is in them. So when a white man draws a black man as Lucifer, the white man is correct. I support him. You people are evil. People are evil. Tomorrow, every day, I can carry the Bible. What a mighty God we serve. Talking rubbish. Nonsense from your useless mouth. Rubbish. You think I'm not God? Do you think I'm not God in heaven? Is that what you think? An entire nation, Yoruba nation, disgracefully. Because of only 8 years in office, you jettison your morals, no conviction, nothing, nothing. That means you're a nation of criminals. Your brain is full of thievery. If not, why won't you speak up or speak out against evil? You're waiting for... He's cheating! Isn't it? Oh, dear Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on our people. Have mercy.
Over 5 million. Somebody came forth in an election. They pushed him to number one. Everybody is just like this. Even some bishops want to go and congratulate him. Some people said, hey, he's not just him, he's our man. Hey, let's move him forward. These are black people. Very backward. Useless. When they kill in America, he said, hey, it's racism. Racism. You are a fool. That's not like racism. They are killing you because of your natural stupidity. By nature, you are stupid as a black person. Do you have running water? Without maybe solar charger and generator, will you be watching me now? Are you not ashamed of yourselves? Are you not ashamed that UNN has the engineering department, electrical engineering, electrical and electric gas, all that rubbish? Uniport has it. You need them everywhere. Electrical and electrical engineering. Whatever that rubbish means, I don't know. No, electrical and electronics. But there is no light. The reason why they sent you to school to go and study electrical engineering is so that when you come out, there will be no more power shortage in the village. That's the reason why. So I don't know. A bunch of monkeys. So you think you studied electrical, is it electronics and electrical? I don't know what they call it. Electrical and electrical to come out and be pushing wheelbarrow driving chicken up. Black people, Miss UG. Black. You people are a disgrace on this earth. After maybe God made a mistake letting black people. It's a disgrace. I'm curing you your disease, no, I'm a good lawyer, your disease, cleansing of your brain. So you can listen. You have seen how Yoruba race, learned, 70 million, all of them are in a state of fraud, a fraudulent state. Let's cheat. Who are you going to cheat now? Who are you going to cheat now? And people are dying. What concerns me is ordinary election, 2023. People are dying. Oh dear. It's only in Africa I can see an entire nation wrapped in fraud. Everybody has the mindset of who do I cheat? Who am I going to cheat now? Who am I going to cheat now? If not, why won't you come out and say that Buhari is dead? Why not? Do you know in that 2017
Have the Yoruba media taken up the campaign that I started? By now, Osibado will be the president and there won't be all these killings everywhere. So every Christian that has died all these years is as a result of Yoruba duplicity. You don't expect Hausa to do anything. Hausa doesn't exist. Fulani have just... In fact, they don't exist. Have you heard me before mention Hausa as a political force? No, they don't exist. It's only Fulani and Yoruba. And I'm asking Yoruba, do you think if Osibajo is there, people will be dying? Osibajo is a gentleman. He's a man of the law. He won't allow it. Are you aware of that? Osibajo can never allow it. But I'm asking you now, what have you benefited in all the people that died? All because you want to be the president in 2023. And you conditioned the Yoruba race, as great as they are, mighty. Their empire was huge, all the way to Dahomey. A once proud race, a race of warriors and conquerors, to reduce them to this, waiting for 3 more years to get into power. And impunity is happening. And you go to church and you call the name of God with your Bible. Thunder will kill all of you. You people are, you are evil. Evil. Entire nation, wrapped in fraud. They have given, as you're going off, they are infusing fraud into you, into your brain. How do I teach a Japan? How do I teach an evil man? That is all that they come, that is all they live for. At the end of the day, is have I cheated an evil man today? That is the pinnacle of your achievement. That is who you are as a person. You are living the life of a parasite, the life of a liar and a deceiver. And you want God to bless you. You want God to bless you. How is that possible, I ask? Do you think I'm not God? Or because of your earthly wealth, you go from idiots who cannot reason very well. The heaven you're promising them, can you guarantee it? The answer is no. Do you know where heaven is? Okoko. You don't know who I am. One of our aunts said that we are burning bridges. We are burning bridges. I will burn every bridge, including the one that I'm standing on. If I'm stupid, I will set it to my ally myself. If I'm a stupid black man by now, I will take over those and I'll kill myself. I hate stupidity. You see, cowardice and stupidity, I cannot stand those two things. I can't stand them. You must be bold and be brave and speak the truth and damn the consequences. Damn it! That is why the zoo is crumbling and you people are crying. You can't even complain. Gunshot! A woman in a Sharia country! A woman is a head of state! In Sharia! After all, they have to have Sharia states in the north. They are the owners of the zoo called Nigeria. How come I say it's blaming all of you? Don't you know that she's the one in charge? Go and listen to that clip again. Because all of the Sharia reporters or whoever. Telephone conversation. Then you will know. It was in December, to tell you how cold they are. Do you remember a few weeks ago when the report of the speech of Jubril leaked? Do you remember? Do you know that the person responsible for that speech leaking has been killed? I want you to go to Google it. After all, assistant director of administration assassinated, killed in Abuja because she leaked the speech of Jubril. That's all. She was killed in broad daylight. Killed, assassinated. And her name is Miss Leticia Dagan. Killed inside Nigeria. Killed inside Abuja. Killed, assassinated. Assassinated, killed. Some of you don't even know. Remember when Femi Adesina was writing, it's the height of this, the person who leaked it. Every head of state in the world have had their speech leaked at one time or the other. This isn't a new thing. But because of that, she stayed with her life. Some of you don't even know. And you are aware of what I'm telling you now. Is that the type of country you want to be in? And I want to ask Yoruba Pentecostal pastors, because they win a lot of influence. I want to ask Yoruba pastors, is this the type of country you want to be in? that somebody just be mere accusation led to the resulted in her summary execution in cold blood. They didn't go to court to try her. She was killed. And you're asking me to be a Nigerian. Is this the type of Nigerian woman to be in? Her name is Leticia Dagan, D-A-G-A-N. Assassinated. She was in the presidential villa. And I'm asking God, tell me about one Nigerian. Is this the type of country you want me to be in? Not killed by a bandit, not a terrorist, no. Killed by the presidency itself, the head of state. And I ask you, is this the type of country you want me to belong to? Who you and I have, and our personal area, we'll be messing ourselves up. Is this the one, Nigeria? And I'm asking you, those of you that want us to be together, is this how countries are run? You chased away your vice president. Kusibadu ran away, he's in Lagos. I don't know if they have found him now or not. Because they will kill him. Once they get hold of him, they will kill him. What I'm telling you are confirmed reports. Because people said, somebody said to me, oh, you said that Kusibadu is dead. I said, yes, I said it. They said, but why? I said, because he is missing, presumed dead. Oh, but why are you saying it? I said, because if you go missing today, and I suspect that the police or the army are people holding you, I will go to court and I will file a complaint called habeas corpus, which means produce the dead body. Do you understand? That's what we do. We are learned. We have brain. Do you now understand it? After Osibajo was cited, after our intelligence guarantee was cited, in Arojobe, his throat went cold. And the reason why they are not complaining in Yoruba land is because they are every reason for Tifunubu in 2023, an entire nation. That is their reason for not claiming their mandate. But we are going to shock them. We are going to shock them. That I can assure you. PDP came out and was expressing shock. And I just spoke. Ask the police to release this person you arrested for firing a shot. Police said no. And this is supposedly the wife of the most powerful man in the country. She didn't go through her husband to ask for the release of her aide. No. She went to the police direct. Tweeted it. If you don't know that Buhari is dead, then may the good Lord have mercy upon your stupid, foolish, black soul. I'm telling you the truth. Because the whole thing is becoming annoying. Very, very annoying. Very, very annoying. And we must preach this very gospel. We must preach it. The presidency now issued a statement. Listen very carefully, please. The presidency wishes to acknowledge concerns. Presidency, not the president. Wishes to acknowledge concerns expressed by several members of the public regarding the incident about the occupants of the villa. Hey, she made to me. This is to assure all of you and everyone that the President and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, Muhammadu Buhari, is not and was not at any time in any form of danger arising either from deadly infections or the reported incident. Nobody asked him about coronavirus. This is how police they are. Fulani. This is how dark they are. They were talking about firing of a firearm, so to speak. Firing a gun in Asarok. They asked him to issue a statement. Instead of him to say that the president is okay and will address us, and he said, and he did not contract the coronavirus. Hey, let me ask those who are watching, black people, who did this to you? Nifeji, who did this? Is it Satan that did it or was it God? Who did this to you? They asked him, there was an incident. A discharge of firearms inside Arasa Villa. What happened? He said the president is okay. He's not injured and he's not afraid of coronavirus. Hey, Zoo. Black people. They want to tell everyone is okay, but the man cannot speak. Signed by a chef. The man cannot speak. So you don't even love. Anywhere in the world, you say, bring a person who wants to see him to make sure he's alive. But one statement, and it's okay. Because Yoruba media, they are just massaging just all of you. Apart from Boko Haram and the Fulani Janjaweedism, Yoruba media is the worst set of people on the face of the planet. The worst of the worst. The very worst. I'm telling you the truth. Before God and before man. And I hope they listen to me and they change. Because they will get their comeuppance. They will get it. I told them, write it down. One day, Fulani will take Yoruba land. Fulani will take Yoruba land. They will take it. They will take it. In what they like, they will take it. From Yoruba people, you see. Write it down. I am behind the microphone. I am speaking because I'm ordained to speak. Before it will happen, I will tell you what will happen in 5 days' time. Very accurate. And I'm telling you, Fulani will talk about it. Maximum. Because they are evil too much. You're waiting for 20%. The truth is there. Is that little one editorial from a Yoruba paper and the whole thing unravels. They are waiting for 2023. Baba said he'll give us money in 2023. And me too, I want to buy a house in London. I'm waiting for this to pray. Jagawan will be in. We go begin the chop now. And on Sunday, you take the Bible and you go to church. Or you go to mosque. And you bow before God. And you say, God, I'm your servant. But you're waiting for 3 years of deceit and lies. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And as they are campaigning now, I have come to I've just given you a preamble. I have come to today's program. I have now come to today's program. It's about racism. And the reason why God created us black. And the meaning of the word black. And the reason why I told you before. That Democrats are not trusted in America. They are not good people. Anybody comes and tells you now, oh, no, the guy, this is what he's doing, he's not good, or he's insulting people, or the person is your enemy. Doesn't want you to learn. I am trying to shock you into reasoning. Into coming out of your evil, wicked, black, African ways to embrace the light. I'm the one who loves you. Not these mad people. I want to show you something so you will understand what is happening. People can now begin to appreciate the depth of idiocy in the zoo. The depth of the idiocy in the zoo. I want to make it very. Where is it? Where is this Joe Biden? Remember, some people said that Joe Biden is a good man. Yes? In fact, they have even. I think they have removed the clip. They have removed it. Joe Biden! Of Democrats, a hardened racist. I told you about the Democratic Party. Forget all that Black Lives and rubbish. They are the real racists. Republicans are your friends. Do you know why? Republicans will tell you what I'm telling you because they want you to change. It was Republicans that ended slavery, not Democrats. Do you know who the slave owners were in America? Democrats. They moved it. I'll find it. And I want that video to be posted, please. I want the video of Joe Biden. The killing of black people in America by the police. Joe Biden introduced the legislation. Democratic Party. You know, black people, we like massaging. If you have a wound now, instead of going and dressing the wound properly, maybe. Having a surgery or conducting a surgery on it. You want them to put bandage, a very colorful bandage on it, on the inside, you're rotting inside. That is the problem with our people. And we are carrying it tonight. I have won all the hand, but I'm. All this nonsense, we are coming from your brain. Now, listen to this. What is the Latin word for black? And now I want Nigerians. This we have now come to the main point this evening. I want Nigerians to be looking at their green, white, green flag. Wherever you are, if you're in Abuja, if you're in Lagos, if you're in Kaduna, bring your green, white, green flag closer. We are about to do a very simple experiment, please. What is the Latin word for black? I want you to Google. As I'm Googling, please try and do the same thing. What is the Latin word for black? Simply go to Google and Google it, please. And we are doing this. It's interactive now. We want to do everything together like one happy family. So I am writing. What is the Latin meaning of the word? What's the Latin meaning of the word black? Okay, Tibola. What's the Latin meaning of the word black? Black. What is it? Go to your Google and you put it in. We are live and interactive. We have come to the stage whereby if Facebook doesn't shut me down now, they will shut it down again. Right now, go and Google the meaning of the word black. The Latin meaning of the word black. And bring your Nigerian flag closer. Green, white, green. Bring it close. To tell you where your stupidity started from. What is black? In Latin, it means nigger. Negroes, or the adjective is nigger. What is that nigger? I want to tell you what God did, Elohim. I want to tell you why you are black in Africa, all of us. And I want to prove to you that the name Nigeria is cursed. And I want that tonight's program you will see need and reason why Nigeria should not exist. I'm not going to add anything to this. But I want to do something. I want to read comments. Somebody should tell me I'm reading. If I move to the left, it means I'm checking Radio Biafra. If I'm here direct, it is my page on Facebook Live. I want somebody to tell me the Latin, Google is the Latin meaning of the word black. This UG, do you know what it means? It means Negro, number one. The adjective is nigger or Niger. If you think it's Niger State, N-I-G-E-R, Niger, Nigeria, Latin, meaning of the word black. Then we proceed. What does it mean? Those who brought the word black, this Negro and Niger, Nigeria, what did they have in mind? Who are they trying to describe? That's the meaning of the adjective, isn't it? To qualify, to describe something. What is it? Hey, now you're in for a shock. The name Nigeria. It means black, black, we know. It means something that is dark, we know. It means something that is ill omen, bad luck. Ill omen. So Nigeria is bad luck. Not me, oh. Go to Google. Then I've got a Google set. Who are these people? No, no, I got Google. Who are these people? I've not seen anything here. I have not seen anything here. Somebody saying, I should talk about Democrats in America. You see how foolish people are. That election is pregnant. Black people always afraid to speak the truth. Joe Biden is a racist. We have it on record. Forget all the nonsense in South Africa was saying about apartheid. He is a current racist. I have this here. And we'll find it in a place. Go to Google now. Go to Google and find the meaning of the word black. No, nobody can tell. Are they listening to me or not? It means Negro. It means Niger. Niger State. Capital Mina. Niger Republic in French. Nigeria. Area of black, useless people. And what does it mean? It means ill omened. It means Nigeria means pitch black. Nigeria means unlucky. The people that coined the word black and called you nigger, Nigeria. So the name that is banned in America, Negro, is what you're answering in Nigeria. Do you see your life? Do you see? Hey, I'm an intellectual, I'm a professor. Those IPOB, they're miscreants. I have 4 degrees from Princeton, from Harvard. Do you know the meaning of your name is ill omen? Omen. Ill omen. Do you know that your name is unlucky? Do you know that? That you are a nigger. You're a Negro. Nigger. And I'm part of the Nigerian. That is why if you call me a Nigerian, God, Satan will punish you upon the punishment you have. Check out all of them here. Thunder will fire you. All of you. Refer to me as a Nigerian. And God in heaven will punish you and punish your family. Ill omen. Unlucky. Nigger. Negro. That's your name. A name a white man gave to you. And then you're fighting very hard to maintain. Do you see how foolish you are? As a Nigerian? Do you see how foolish you are? Your name means, you see now, unlucky. It means black, gloomy. It means dismal. Somebody is dismal. Hey, Chineke, me, obscure. You cannot see it. There's no light. It's obscure. That's the meaning of the word Nigeria. I'm giving it to you now, live and direct. Something you will not hear anywhere else in the world. Here you will hear it. Hey! Now, Niger area. Who named you Nigeria? A racist. What is Niger state? It means unlucky, ill-omened, gloomy, dismal, obscure. And from Niger State, we Niger State indigenous. Do you see why blacks are useless? We are useless. God knows we are useless. Blacks are useless. Useless to the core. Nigeria. Niger. Hey, Niger. Look at Niger. Remember Niger Republic for French. Nigeria for English. And I ask you, you that say you're from South or Niger Delta. I don't want to go there. dear me. I want to ask those of you from Obomosho, in Grebaland, or from Ijebuode. That is the Niger Republic, which means Niger, up near Sudan. You are Nigerian from Obomosho. Are you related by blood? How come? Are you witnessing your stupidity live and direct? Do you see how foolish you are when you call yourself a Nigerian? Do you see how daft you are? You are unlucky. You are ill-omened. You are dismal. You are gloomy. That is your name. And you expect never to give you light. When your name is darkness, you want never to give you light. Chineke, unbelievable. What is the origin of the world, the black? Who originated it? It's from Europe now. It's from Europe. And then let us look at what white means. dear me. It means purity. Clean. Pure. Radiant. And the world does this. Everything is here. You can see it. what in the Bible that we have, in the last Bible that, what's their name? Everybody is feeling, breathing you dry from. Facebook has come. I told you. From 25,000, we have now gone to, they've taken away 900 people, which means 9,000 people. I told you, there is no way we cannot even like this and feel it is impossible. They can't allow it. But we continue to preach. We continue to preach. Hey, dear me. What does it mean in Christianity? black is the color of mourning. What does it mean? It means mourning. Black. Somebody should type it in Google, please, and publish it for the world to see. What is the meaning of... Listen, Google meaning of the color black in the Bible. In the Bible, what is the meaning of nigger? This Nigeria you're answering. That's what we're getting at. Because if you agree that black is a negro, nigger, what does the Bible tell you about Nigeria? Now you see, we are not going a bit spiritual. What does the Bible tell about Nigeria? I'm about to tell you. The Bible says that Nigeria is a place that lacks brightness, there is no light. It does not reflect any light back. Which means all they do is to take in from people, they don't give a day. The same way we're consuming a toothpick, toothbrush, everything we import is even in the Bible. It is here, I'm reading it now. It is, I Google it and it is here, the meaning of the color black in the Bible. So Nigeria means in the Bible, a place that is backward. Backward. No light. They consume everything. Even the cost of the name Nigeria is in the Bible itself. But if you go to church now, they only take you to where you pay your tithes, you sow your seed, you water your plant. But on radio, therefore, will tell you the truth. I tell you, after today, your life will no longer be the same. So I'm asking you to go and check it out. You'll be astonished. You'll be astonished. That is how the world flows. So in Nigeria now, how many of you, after this night in Nigeria, I said, how many of you are Nigerians? I'm asking you. How many of you are? The zoo cannot think critically. They cannot reason. That's why they say, I said, I will be arrogant. I went to school, I'm educated, I'm refined. If I stand you in a debate, I will demolish you within 2 minutes. Complete deconstruction in 2 minutes, I will obliterate you with facts and figures. If you're intelligent, let us go and have a debate. I'm lying easy, I'll finish you completely. Go. You didn't go to school and you want to challenge somebody who's educated. How is that possible? You went to school and you read with lantern and palaka, you used palaka to read. And they gave you a third rate law degree and you come out and you think you can challenge me? You must be insane. Completely insane. We are alive and we are direct and the whole world is listening. We are educating ourselves today. To tell you how bad a black person is, evil. Embodiment of evil. A black man is evil. I'm trying to prove it to you. So that if you survive tonight, by tomorrow, you'll be a changed person. Your life will be way better than it is tonight. That is what we are praying for. And that's exactly what we are going to get. Then I want somebody to understand something called the psychology of black. Something called the psychology of black. I want somebody to Google it. The color psychology of black. The color psychology of black. Hey, Zoo is in trouble. We are dealing with Nigeria. The color psychology of black. Oh, dear me. Unbelievable. Black is something you use as a symbol of merit or evil. Black is for death and mourning. So when Boko Haram are killing you, you're just fulfilling what the whole world, because you are the name that you answer. How many people come out today to answer Jezebel? A simple example. How many people will name their daughters Jezebel? I'm asking you a simple question. Will you name your daughter Jezebel? No. But you call yourselves Nigerians nigger, a condemned word, a name that doesn't resonate.
Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad. Of course, with Facebook, they are doing their job now. I thought they went to sleep before. They are now doing their job. They are now doing their job because the whole world is listening. The whole world is listening. And because white people radiate light, that is why you answer Ihechi, the light of God. You need light to be able to see. If you're in darkness, pitch black, you cannot see. And that is what is happening in Nigeria. People cannot see. They cannot see. They are blind. And here we make you try to see the light. Very, very important. One of the greatest rulers in the history of Belgium is King Leopold II. King Leopold. He went to do a lot of job for them in Congo. And to an extent, I think he may have succeeded in Congo, colonized the place. But today, they are pulling the statues down in Antwerp, in Bruges. Everywhere they find his statue, they are taking it down. His family is ruling. I want to let you understand how white people reason. I said the family of Leopold is still ruling, is a royal family that is still ruling Belgium till today. His great great grandchildren are in charge. No, not great great. His grandchildren are in charge of Belgium, King Leopold. Yet, white Belgians went and destroyed his statues because they have conscience. Something that blacks don't have, something the Yoruba race don't have and may never have in their entire existence on this earth. It takes courage and conviction to have the presence of mind to confront evil. Nobody has been able to tell me why a nation of 70 million people, because of 8 years of political power, will sit idly by and impunity will be happening on a daily basis. Nobody can tell me why. In Belgium, despite their colorful history, despite the fact that the grandchildren of this man are sitting on the throne of Belgium, ordinary white people went out and destroyed the statues of King Leopold. Courage and conviction. And here, that is what we believe in. There's nothing about to have a stadium. Abacha has stadium named after him. Pyrrhuni Flack is an influential man in Ijoland, but he was a traitor. He sold his own land for money, and he was rewarded with the chairman of Pandef. His father was a traitor during the war. He was whatever we handed the chairman. Are you surprised? That is why they're killing us. They cannot talk. They can't speak. Can't you see? And I will analyze his letter later on. Here, you see, I have it here. The letter he wrote to the 30-year-old boy. That was why when the British came, they saw the light in Biafra. They saw it in Arachibu. And they said that you have no history, as I told you before. And I want everybody to go to Google again, because we are lecturing today, and type in the word Sambatyon. I want to teach you something this very day that will shock even our enemies. Go to Google and you type in this word, please. Sambatyon. It's called Sambatyon. It's called the Sambatyon River. I give Elohim praise. Sambatyon River. Go and as I'm reading it, I want you to read it, please. Sambatyon River. You'll be shocked. I told you everything I tell you is gospel from heaven. I don't add anything of mine. As I'm giving the message from heaven, I give it to you. Three people make up the Biafran people. the whole of Biafra. Forget all these other names. The whole of Biafra. The Igbo people. The House of God. And his nephews. Ephraim and Manasseh. Are you listening to me? There are the ancient Ndibo, the ancient people who were there. The first wave of migrants came from Egypt. The second wave came from Samaria. Three people. One came from Egypt, Sudan, Niger, Yoruba land, into Igbo land. First wave, the House of God. The House of Ephraim and Manasseh came through Egypt, came through Djibouti, went through the upper lands of Ethiopia, came into the Afar region of Ethiopia, proceeded through the Central African Republic we know today, into Cameroon, and into Biafra land. The third and the final wave that came. Three people make up the land of Biafra. Three. And when I say that Biafrans are Israelites or Hebrew, not all of it. I've told you this before, so there'll be no confusion. I want you to go and type in Sambaption. Some spell it S-A-M-B-A-T-I-O-N. S for sugar, A for apple, M for mother, B for brother, A for apple, T for tango, I for India, O for Oscar, and N for November. You can find it, Sambaption. I read it. Oh dear me. In the earliest literature, where do I begin? What is Sambaption? It is the mythical river. It is the mythical river. Oh God in heaven. A river of stone. A river of stone that took Jews to every part of the world. There was a man that wrote many, many centuries ago. Many centuries ago. Unbelievable. This is shocking. Shocking. I'm telling you. The river Sambaption flowed beyond the rivers of Abyssinia. Remember when I told you about the Afar region and I told you about Biafra, Biafra, and Biafra. This man is saying that the exact place that we located on the map as to have Biafra in it during the migration was where this very river was located. And these are Jewish scholars of note. Josephus, Pliny the Elder. These people were writing in the ancient days. In ancient days. His name is Abraham Abulafia. And this same river was mentioned in 2 Kings as well in the Bible. The river that flowed beyond the rivers of Abyssinia. And where is Abyssinia? Is Ethiopia. If you go beyond Ethiopia, it becomes the kingdom of Biafra. It's here. I didn't write it. Everything we tell you is gospel. Everything we tell you is gospel. Absolute gospel. Some people don't understand. They don't reason very well. But here we reason. Go and research it. Sambaption. It's an assignment. Go read it. Then you will understand the miracle that Elohim is doing in our lives. You must understand it. They say you have no history. I don't know that the British discovered something they never wanted anybody to see. They said, your name is now Nigeria. It means gloomy. It means dark. It means evil. Oh dear me. They said that the most credible account is that given by a Jewish writer and traveler. He's the most credible. His name is Eldad the Danite. You know the tribe of Dan. In his letter to the Jews in Spain,
in the year 883 AD. He said, "Who are we?" And the children of light. The children of light. There's something I want to play for you. There is something that I wish to play for you that the whole world may understand it. To know who we are. To know why we are existing for Biafra. To tell the so-called misguided, foolish elders that cannot see, they cannot learn it, to let them understand why we do what we do. They know nothing. That is why we are the way we are. They know nothing. I want to show you something.
There's a possibility.
Listen.
The international community can be brought to bear. The UN.
Listen.
Human rights.
All right. So this is a very.
No. It has gone. It has. Oh my goodness. It has gone. I will try to play it from here.
We believe that there's a possibility that the international community can be brought to bear, the UN, the Declaration of Human Rights. So this is a very, very serious matter. There's something that I didn't mention when I hesitated. I'm not Nigerian, although I think Dr. Lloyd has bestowed upon me the honorary title of Nigerian man. And he was... We had a conversation. It wasn't heated, but he acted like he was going to revoke my Nigerian man credentials.
Listen.
Causing my 13-year-old son, who was in the car with me, to be very distraught. He said, "Dad, you have to stay a Nigerian man." But talking about children, when I was a little boy, when I was 7 years old, growing up in the middle of nowhere, Florida, in a swamp, closest town was 30 miles away. The first thing that happened in the world that brought to bear to me that maybe things weren't always right, maybe things weren't always good, was in the Vietnam War.
Vietnam War?
I was in the South. It was correct and just. We were the warriors.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Biafra War.
Biafra.
Listen. I remember very distinctly thinking, this just isn't right. This isn't right.
The British.
This is a great people. It is a great nation.
It's a good nation. Biafra.
It's a country. And then later when I learned something most people don't know,
mm-hmm.
that there was a plausible argument that democracy began in Igbo land.
Igbo land, a white man, democracy, the world knows today, started in Igbo land, the whole world over. A white man, an American doing his research. I don't know who has this clip, I want to post it on my page. Democracy started where? In Igbo land. Now, do you see the reason why I say that we are the oldest people on this earth? And if you don't have the grace of God, you cannot write. You cannot read and write. A white man doing research in America. This is why CNN will not carry our news. If you're wondering why BBC won't carry it, this is it. Because the white man understands what Biafra means. Blacks in Africa don't know. They don't know the purpose of God in their lives. They have no idea. You see, the Yoruba see Biafra as something there to be fought. Let's fight it. They are fighting Biafra out of ignorance. This man did his research and said, what our ancestors were able to do 5,000 years ago, now, today, we cannot do it. The first written constitution in the whole world, Igbo land. The first organized government in the world, Igbo land. There are two people that God controlled from heaven. The Israelites and those that he sent to Biafra land. Only two. The Israelites revolted and said, give us a king so we can be like other nations. And took them and gave them Saul. Do you know the funniest thing? The Igbo race never asked for a king. Instead, they named their children Chibuezer and God is king. That is why if you come out in Biafra land in those days, I say Biafra land as an example because they're the ones maintaining it. And you say to somebody you're a king, they'll tell you to go and be a king to your wife and your children.
Now you understand how special we are. Now you understand why I fight for Biafra to be free. And I want my Yoruba brethren to understand, once Biafra is free, you're also very free. You'll be very rich, I assure you. Because it's a blessing from God in heaven, not man. And this is what the British never wanted you to know. They don't want you to know this, never. Because they want us to be saying it. And being a black man from Africa, if you're saying it, people won't believe you. The British saw this. That was why they said we must amalgamate them. They found Nnamdi Azikiwe, and Nnamdi Azikiwe was a willing tool of the devil. And he agreed. Martin Bono Azikiwe warned him, he said no. I'll play it again so you hear how special you are. I want you to understand how special. Some of you don't know why we fight for Biafra. This is the reason why. We are the oldest of the oldest, the very ancient people. When I tell you that Igbo language is the word that's written in heaven, you're doubting me. That is what they speak in heaven. The angels address God Almighty in Igbo language. This is the reason why. The oldest civilization on this earth. Land, the center of the whole world. Let's listen to this man once again. I'm excited about it.
Right.
Listen.
This is a great people. This is a great nation.
Great nation.
There was a country.
That was a country.
And later when I learned something most people don't know,
that
there is a plausible argument that democracy began in Igbo land.
Democracy.
The very first written constitution on this planet was written by the Igbo people.
The Igbo wrote the first constitution, but Europeans don't want the world to know. Because they are wondering, if that is the case, why did God put people in Africa? Let's go backwards. And I'm saying to them, God sent us to Africa to bring the light into Africa. That's our job. In Hechineke, in our villages, in here, which means light, is Nanambra, is everywhere you go to. Do you not see who we are? The first written constitution in CBD. The first. I want to listen to this man more, please. Let's listen to him.
The very first democracy that involves self-governance.
Self-governance!
For everybody. Not just the Greek wealthy. But everybody was in Igbo land. And the very first democracy that permitted women leaders.
The first, when America was saying give women the vote, this is our mothers, so we are rulers. They rule the families. When women are talking in our culture, men don't come out. You don't dare come out. Can you say it? Can you hear who we are? When I hear all these schools in Abuja and in Lagos, all these riffraffs talking rubbish, I feel sorry for them. That is why we are harsh with any idiot that calls himself an elder who doesn't know history. What we are fighting for is to protect something that anybody will be envious of. This is who we are. And we started worshipping idols. Somebody will go to the farm and cut a wood. Or a PR will say, you got an idol, rubbish. You bow down before an idol. And God took away all the blessing he gave us. He said, go and worship idol, and that's what you want. That's why we're in a mess. God gave us 700 years to come out of it. We continued in idol worship. And he sent the British. The Arabs came, he said, no, I don't want you to do it. He sent the British instead. Go and conquer them. And as you're conquering them, you're going with the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. If they are smart, God said, if they are smart, they will go to Old Testament and see who they are. And that was what we did. Oh my goodness. Let's listen.
There's an evil land.
Evil land.
The West. Europe, we were still in the Dark Ages.
Europe was nothing. You see all these white men building airplanes and going to the moon, then we are nothing. When Biafra land was bubbling,
when the kingdom of Biafra was at its peak, with God Almighty in heaven as the other king, Europe was nowhere. They were in the Stone Age. They were nothing. Oh dear.
And yet the Igbo had figured out a way to have a just and meaningful government, and a just and meaningful society, and due process, and fairness. And to this day, you see a great...
Listen, due process and fairness. These things are weaved into our idioms we have, our proverbs. This is a white man teaching you who you are. Fairness. Which is the foundation of our constitution. Fairness. I want the world to hear this. Biafra means fairness. You can never teach anybody and get away with it. Never. The Biafra land. Oh God in heaven. Some idiots come up and they say they're elders. They know nothing. They are promoting one Nigeria, bringing the curse of God upon them and on their children. They know nothing. God said you cannot go into Nigeria without a Nigerian. I ask the British to come to show you who you are, that you may return to me, that I may reestablish my kingdom. Before I researched and I found it, I used to tell you that Biafra is the kingdom of heaven on this earth. I told you that before. Before I did research and I discovered it. And I've shown it to you. I said, it's on my page. Go to the scroll down, you will see it. Kingdom of Biafra. It's there written. Which means that the name would have come from anywhere else. Apart from the people that they gave it to. The white man is not telling you who you are. The first organized system of government in the whole world. With fairness. We do it with fairness. Fairness. That's who we are. And that is the Biafra we are going back to. That is, hey, Facebook, they have kicked me out of my own page. Unbelievable. But I'm going back. I know. I told you they will do it now. I told you they will kick me out. They will kick, they have done it. But we are going back. We are going back. Hey! White man is in a state of panic right now. How did this man discover all these things? That's what they're asking themselves. How is it possible? We thought that niggers cannot read, they cannot research. Where did this one come from? They are panicking. White people are panicking right now. That at last they have discovered who they are. Nabumu Chineke. The children of the Most High Elohim in heaven. That's who we are. I am going back to my page. That was in their time. They are wasting their time. We are going back. And we are preaching this gospel. We are back on my page. I know they kick me out. It's normal. That's what they do. They will kick me out. But I'm not disturbed. I am not disturbed. They are mad. Do they think they can stop us? Of course not. Of course not. People are coming back as usual. They are streaming back. Everywhere in the zoo is quiet. It's like there has been an atomic bomb explosion. People are now listening. Properly. We are the oldest of the oldest. Ndibo. People, there are some Igbo people that don't even know the meaning of the word Igbo. They have no idea. Some say it's Hebrew. Some say it's the corruption of Hebrew. Rubbish. Ndibo, ancient people. The very first people on the surface of this very earth. Now we have rediscovered the mercy of Elohim upon our lives. That is why he gave us extraordinary knowledge. What we know, nobody else knows it. Extraordinary knowledge. Extraordinary knowledge. They are wasting their time. Facebook, you are wasting your time. People are listening via a whole host of platforms.
You're wasting your time. Do you know who we are? He hates you, the light of God on this earth is Biafra. And that is what Janja would want to extinguish. That is what Yoruba is delaying. The light of God, the light of God in Africa. Without Biafra, Africa can never be developed. Britain knew this and killed 5 million people with the help of Gowan and Awolowo. Fellow blacks, they killed 5 million Biafrans to stop the light of God from shining in Africa. Ancient people.
Great many Igbo leaders.
Listen.
So it is my honor to have been able to work with the Igbo community. We are contemplating preparing an appeal to the United States Supreme Court.
I don't want to go there before they start bribing them. There are people there that are going to the U.S. Supreme Court. A lot of things are happening, I cannot tell you, live on air, before our enemies will start sabotaging and blackmailing that very effort. I commend everybody who is involved in that very project. I commend all of you from the bottom of my heart. I commend all of you. Biafra will put an end to the demonic, racist construct you have in Africa. Also, Biafra will put a lie to the categorization of Africans as niggers. Do you see why I told you that the name Nigeria will go? It can't stay. It means black. It means evil. It means something awful. It means dark. It means gloomy. It means repression. Who wants to look at that? Is your green, white, green flag still there? Or have some of you jumped through the window due to envy? Have you? Are you still listening? Because we are down in this zoo called Nigeria. Zimbabwe was named Southern Rhodesia. Zambia was named Southern Rhodesia. Malawi was called the Federation of Rhodesia and Nyasaland. They all changed their names. They used your answering zoo, Nigeria, Nigeria, black, and an absurdity. They changed their names. Who gave them this name? The British. That's what they do. The first thing to do in life is to go and take away your name, who you are. Like those that go to the Roman Catholic Church, they ask you to choose a baptismal name, either Isabella or Catherine. You're telling the children of God. Somebody asking you, Okechi, Oninyechi, Machuku. Hey! Oh dear. You ask her to change her name to Isabella. That has no meaning. In the name of religion. Somebody is answering, Inyechi, the light of God. And you're asking him to answer the donatus of Bonaventure. Hi. Ignorance is a disease. But we are here to change all of that. Do you see how many demons we are fighting? Do you see how many demons we are fighting? And we are winning. Because it's Elohim that is going before us. There are some cardinal rules, and it's very simple. It's in Exodus. It's called the Ten Commandments of God of heaven. 10 commandments. The guy in which you also tell him, for I am a jealous God. He said so. Thou shalt have no other God before me. None whatsoever. Forever and ever. Because our God changeth not. The same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. You will not bow down before any image. So says the Lord of hosts. No image. No image whatsoever. No matter. No image. Because I don't want to share my glory with anything. I am God. I don't share my glory with anything. Thou shalt not take my name in vain. Remember the Shabbat and keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not covet what belongs to your neighbor. Very simple. And you know what happened? After we must have kept all of these things, Elohim went to Asarok and destroyed it. and said, I have created a pathway to Biafra. Unstoppable. Do you understand? The God in heaven told me that Buhari is the pathway to Biafra. They have eaten it. Castle Rock has been destroyed beyond repair. It would only take the courage of Yoruba media to write about it and it's over. And Biafra will come. Because the situation in the zoo called Nigeria is unsustainable. You can't sustain it. All because we kept his commandments. That's all. Still don't worship any idol and you see what I will do. I was told this thing in Jerusalem. He said, no, no body, no image, not flesh, nothing. If you want to pray, you call my name. And I will show you what I will do. Has he not done it? It's over now. It's just coronavirus to resume flights and the whole nonsense will crumble. Are you not aware of it? Because of God in heaven. Not man. We have no strength. Elohim. And he said, once you remain like this, once you don't worship, because the first commandment is, you should not worship any idol. Once you keep to it. Oh my God. They understand. We have defeated darkness. Nigeria means Niger. It means darkness. It means an area of darkness. When you go to the, oh darkness, flee! Oh darkness, darkness, no, flee! I sent to Nigeria to flee. And the name of Nigeria is darkness. That is the literal meaning of it. It's darkness. Now you understand. When we call it a zoo, you don't understand. Now you know. Your pastors won't teach you this thing in your Pentecostal churches. They can't teach you. They don't want you to learn anything. The other ones are busy cleansing our brain, telling us rubbish. When civilization started from Biafra land, the first organized governmental structure in the whole world started from Biafra land. That is why everybody is envious of who we are. They are just like IPOB and like my good self. But unlike a lot of people, you know, I enjoy envy. I love when you're envious of what IPOB has achieved. I love it so much. I love to know that Osotos not being actually, I love it. Because you can't stop us. You can gossip all you like, it's irrelevant to me. You can't stop us. Are you going to stop us? Who has gossip ever stopped before? If I want to leave here to go to the kitchen, is gossip going to stop me from going to the kitchen? Some people give undue attention to idiots. I'm saying you are gossiping. Will it stop me from going to the US after COVID-19 lockdown has been lifted? Some people, I don't know. I now come to the issue of Niger Delta. I want to show you how stupidity works in the zoo called Nigeria. An open letter to President Muhammadu Buhari. That the man writing the letter knows that Buhari is not there. Do you see the hypocrisy of the so-called elders? You're an elder and you're there and evil is happening and keep quiet. And I want to ask, this letter was written by Edwin Clark. He was a traitor during the war. He sold Biafra. He was a very terrible man. Very, very terrible human being. A traitor. A traitor to his people. They said they don't want to be Biafra. People want to dominate us. But now, after 50 years, nothing has improved where he comes from. He is now writing a letter to a little boy of 30 years old. Meanwhile, he's 92. And I wish him happy birthday, by the way. He's writing to a 30-year-old boy. Fraud! A fake! Okay, that's all. Begging him. I'll read it a bit for you. Let me begin by expressing
earnest gratitude and appreciation to Mr. President, which Mr. President, the one in Saudi Arabia in a grave, or this Aisha's boyfriend? He's an elder, he knows everything, he's an elder statesman. I thank you for congratulating me on my 92nd birthday, he's now 93, I deeply cherish the thoughtful gesture and the kind remarks. As Mr. President rightly stated in the two congratulatory messages, I have rendered over 70 years of my life to the service of this country.
Oh dear me.
He has rendered services to Nigeria, his country, for 70 years. And I want to ask Pa Edwin Clark, in that 70 years, is there any running water in your village? Many hospitals? You rendered service. I want to find out what service you rendered for 70 years. Let's face it. Okay, sorry, I understand, sir. You make sure that the money from Biafra land built Abuja while our mothers are going to the stream that they go to toilet in to fetch water to drink. 70 years service to the country. When somebody is 70 years, they're wondering what you did. So I'm asking you, what did you do for 70 years? Apart from be an informant for Fulani. Now you're writing a letter. Pleading. Things are going wrong in our zone, in South. He's an elder, he's learned. And he knows that South doesn't exist anywhere in the world. Only in the imagination. Let me highlight some of the few puzzling and embarrassing. But I thought you said a Igbo man is your problem. Edwin Clark. An Igbo man that said an Igbo man is his problem. Can't you see? He is now writing a letter. Where did the job people come from, if not Igbo? Where did they come from? From where, I ask you? Did they come from? Are they not Igbo? The day I will give you that history, most of you commit suicide or you go and drown in the creeks because you know nothing. I respect your age because you're a father, but you are a disappointment to this generation and next. Very sad. It is an embarrassment. You are writing to a boy you know that is your great grandson. You're calling him Mr. President. Aisha's boyfriend, you're writing to him, Mr. President. You are afraid. When we are selling Biafra in those days, preparing to serve the zoo, if they tell you we'll come to this, will you believe it? Like Kaiser Ewa. If you betray Biafra, you'll be released nothing by those you're serving. Have you seen it now? You're not having it, you're begging. You are begging now. Please help us. We are Niger Delta. We are South. In fact, let me see if you use the word Niger Delta here. I don't think he did. I think it was mostly South. Because that useless word, Niger Delta, we have destroyed it. Niger. Is there now? Or Delta Niger. Delta absurdity. Delta idiot. Is there now? Google it. The meaning of black. In Latin, is there Niger Delta? Do you see how foolish you now sound? Niger Delta. They are now begging you, you have removed us, so there is no way to replace 70 years of service. Our mothers are fetching water from a stream where they bathe and they go to toilet. 70 years service. When you write a plan, he's an idiot. Hey, he's an elder statesman. Statesman in your pocket, your house in Abuja, and your latest wife. That's the only thing you achieved. You achieved nothing. Nothing! An empty, vacuous life filled with betrayal and threat. The people you are serving in the North Fulani, did they betray the people as you betrayed your own? Ebony Clark, I'm asking you, the people in Fulani people, the Fulani betray their people the same way that you did? You should be ashamed of yourself and stop hiding. You are begging. I thought you said the woman is your problem. Not Fulani. But now you are writing and you are begging. Fulani people. You are not ashamed. Niger Delta. A delta of absurdity. A delta of darkness. A delta of hopelessness. That's the name you gave yourselves. What a shame. What a very big shame. I said after tonight things will no longer be the same. Some will repent, some will die. But in the end, Biafra will come. We are not stopping. We are unstoppable. No, for the they have not given birth to you. You can't stop us. If you say what I'm preaching is not correct, come out. Come and be like, come out. After dealing with you, your wife will not cook for you for a year. I will disgrace you publicly that if you go back, your wife will not serve you food for a year. If you claim you went to school, come out. Destroy you. You are 92 years old. You spent 70 years serving Fulani. In your place, there is no running water. 70 years of service to the country. Which country? But you've not heard that it begins at home. Traitors. Traitors everywhere. You claim your elders, you want respect. But you stole our future. And you want respect. If you did what you're supposed to, would there be any militancy in the southern part of Biafra land? There is no militancy now. There is no need for it. Because you have done your job. Nobody should call in another country. It's not time for calls. I know where they are calling from. Now you are begging for position. After betraying Biafra, betraying your land, and now you are writing. O-R-O-F-R. It's C-O-N. Empty. Rubbish. Vacuous. As old as you are, you left no legacy. The only legacy you left is the legacy of betrayal of your people. You ran to the north. You sold Biafra. They gave you ordinary commission of information. And you think they loved you. You betrayed Jonathan. Even Clyde, did not betray Jonathan. How many, the percentage of a job that voted for Jonathan compared to evil? Which one is greater? More evil people voted for Jonathan by percentage than a job? It's on, sorry, must pronounce it correctly. To tell you who we are, fairness. Fairness. That's who we are. I asked a man in Owerri, walking on my car, and I asked him, why did he say you vote for Jonathan? He said, because Jonathan is my brother. He doesn't know who Jonathan is. In Owerri, I'll never forget. He said, Jonathan is my brother, that's why I vote for him. Do you feel that way towards the Igbo people? Edwin Clark, do you feel that way? They start all the betrayal. He said, Jonathan is my brother. Do you feel that way? Don't you have guilty conscience? You cannot even ask for forgiveness. All you betrayers during the war. Traitors everywhere. You are writing a letter to a 30-year-old boy. In the night, you will go to sleep with Aisha. In the night, you are writing a letter begging for appointment. You're not ashamed of yourself. You are begging, as you are begging for Niger Delta, so have they stolen all the money and taken it to the north? Look at, I want people to go and Google Project the North, the Air Force Hospital in Dawa, Federal Polytechnic Dawa, $18 billion investment of professional innovated in Dawa. But I sometimes Dawa to have battalion barracks after Air Force built reference hospital in his village, Dawa. Katsina Refinery, ready in 2021. Edwin Clark, do you see how people behave? Although Buhari is dead, they are doing everything in Daura in his name. What did you do for your people? Elder statesman! You're talking an elder. What have you done for your people, Edwin Clark? Let me repeat what they have done since you betrayed Jonathan in 2015. Because you're a serial betrayer. You are a traitor to your people. You are a traitor to your people. And I pray that God will keep you alive to see Biafra, because you are an evil man. You are an evil man. You represent a constituency within Izon that is poisonous. A very poisonous, full and controlled constituency. My happiness is that you people are in the minority. You are in the minority. You are. If there is a place this size in Izon now, 99.9% will vote for Biafra. I said 99.9. Because they know who you traitors are. Because you appear on TV, because you write for newspapers. People don't know who you people are. But we know you. Let me remind you, the little boy that you're writing to, please help us now. Peter God is no longer there. You removed him. Let me remind you what they did in Dara. People that have brain. Unlike you, an elder, you claim 70. Let me. Okay. They've been there now for less than 6 years. Let me tell you what they have done. You've been serving the zoo for 70 years with nothing. Let me tell you what they have done in 6 years. Listen carefully. Air Force Base. Hospital. Dara. Federal Polytechnic. Dara. 18 billion. Billion. University. Dara. Air Force Barracks. Dara. Katsina Refinery. They are already in 2021. Rail line from Kano to Dara, only 6 years old. You are 70 years and you are begging, nothing letter. I'm begging you now, we are South South. Please give us one position, at least. The person you are begging, I'm reading out for you what they have done in their village. NDE. Trains 1,000 women in Katsina. Federal government constructs transmission station in Dara. Federal government approves 2 billion for building of food medical school in Dara. Do you want more? 70 years of service. You are writing a letter begging for a position in NNPC, and you want me to respect you. Do you see the price of treachery? The same way that I tell you all the time, one day you will pay. You don't know what God was doing with IPOB. You had no clue because you are blind in the spirit. You know, some of you cannot see. You want us to go and take a child of Panwan to come to your house begging you as an elder. When we started, something, if you are honest, something should have told you that these people mean well for everybody. But because of treachery and betrayal which runs in your blood, you betrayed IPOB. And people came shooting and killing innocent young men in my house. And all some of you fools can think about is you are insulting your elders because you're older, maybe by 8 or 9 years. That's all. Some said we didn't insult our parents that way because our parents, our grandfathers were not as stupid as people are. They believed in the truth. If you go to outside and bring money home, they will kill you. I still remember. If your mother finds you with money, you are finished. After dealing with you, they wait for your father to come back. She will report you to your dad. Your dad will even won't bury you alive, and that's where you got the money from. Your children are the ones now going and stealing and defrauding people to be rich. And you welcome them. You give them chieftain's title. And you want God to bless you. You must be insane. And you claim you are an elder. You brought Fulani to come and kill your people. You and Ike Premada, you went. And some idiots, Ike Premada, after that is how that black people are. After stealing the money meant for road construction, somebody will say, hey, he's our leader, excellency, excellency. Because you are black, you cannot reason very well.
That is the truth. That's what I'm here to tell you. You may not like it, but it is, and I'll keep preaching it until it sinks in. I'll keep preaching it. People, oh, Fulani is here. They're my village. They killed somebody yesterday in Ukuta. I know somebody from Ukuta who's an arch saboteur. Fighting IPOB, arch saboteur. And he will never visit Biafra land. He will die. He will be buried abroad. It's an order that I've given. If I'm alive or dead, it's an order that I've given. He cannot be buried in Biafra land. They are fighting IPOB. And as God will have it, in his village, Fulani killed one of them yesterday. Sadly, I wrote about it. And because I complained and the video went viral, the useless Supreme Court governor went there or sent somebody there today. Treachery never pays. Treachery in life never pays. Sabot, there is no change, there is no gain in being a saboteur. Never in life. Look at Edwin Clark. 93 years old. As the traitor he is writing a letter, love letter. Dear President, give us at least one position now. You have taken everything, give us one. I feel sorry for you people. The zoo is a racist construct and must be deconstructed. The name Nigeria has to go. It means everything bad. And do you imagine how the whites are laughing at you, idiotic Nigerians? I went to Africa and I called them nigger and they are jumping up and down. Now they are answering nigger. You're a disgrace to yourself, to your children, and generations yet to be born. Now, I keep saying it all the time, I speak the truth always. Anything I say here is because I want you to change for the better. Do you actually know that our cultures in the zoo are different, our value systems, how we are? And once Biafra comes, there will be no kings either in Biafra land, or else God will destroy it. Once we call somebody a king in the land of Biafra, God will destroy Biafra land. There will be no kings in Biafra land. There will be traditional rulers, custodians of our culture. That's all. No title of king. Because Chibu is a God, is king. There is only one king in the world, who is God in heaven. Our cultures are different. In Yoruba land, they have kings. In Benin, they have a king. In Janjawi territory, they have kings. They have emirs from Fulani, from Futajalo. Even in the zoo called Nigeria in the north, you have the Fulani. The type of names they answer, they are more related to the Arabs than you and I, who are from the south. Now listen carefully to this. I am going to apportion blame tonight before I bring this program to a close. I will blame those who deserve to be blamed tonight. And get your pen and piece of paper and write it down somewhere. And you'll be shocked. The people, the reason why Nigeria is suffering today is because of Yoruba people. That is the truth. And I'll prove it to you. Write it down. Yoruba politicians, their media, hey, their commentators, the so-called intellectuals, they are the reason why Nigeria is in a mess. Number one reason, or number one proof. Do you see what is happening today with Yoruba? It has happened before. And Google it. The name of the man is Brigadier Good People. O-G-U-N-D-I-P-E, Brigadier Ogundipe. Google it. He should have replaced Irosi. The same Fulani people pointed a gun at him. And he left, accepted to be a diplomat. They shipped him to England. Number one. Osimhen is now missing. Number two, again, no. Are you about asking after him?
No.
They are afraid of the Fulani. Yoruba is afraid of the Fulani. They are terrified. They are scared. It's only one or two or three people. This young man, Maidu, that is, I pray that there are people like him will come up. That's what I'm waiting for. No, I have not heard. They are the ones I'm waiting for. Then there will be a proper Oduduwa and Biafra alliance. Not the field right now is empty. There is no puppet there where you have our charlatans. Cowards to the core. Listen, Usubaja is missing like Ogundipe. They are not asking after him. Another Yoruba man, go on, Awolowo, what is gone? Killed 5 million Biafrans. Now listen to what Awolowo did. Why Yoruba is the problem of Nigeria? Listen carefully, please. Why, if you don't have light tonight, you blame the Yoruba? They are the problem. I have proof now. Ogundipe on number one. Awolowo, what is gone? Awolowo killed with gone, killed 5 million Biafrans. Through hunger and starvation and direct violence. He wasn't happy. Awolowo was not happy. He wasn't happy. Awolowo went further to take our money. But funny enough, they did not take the money belonging to the father of Onyango by his own admission. Every family suffered after the war. They took all our money. But in Ngodo's family, their money was intact. Showing that they are saboteurs. That's how you know Sabonam. When I said it before, they didn't believe me. From his own mouth, their own money was still in the bank. But everybody's money was taken. Why did they not take his money? Because his family are known saboteurs. Those of you that call yourself elders, open your ears and listen carefully. The fact that you're old doesn't mean you have common sense. Doesn't mean that. And I'm going, can you believe that somebody can be old and foolish? You see, this generation, we will not forgive you people. You are a disgrace and a disappointment for 50 years. For 50 good years, you waited for your children, no, your grandchildren, to come and fight this very battle for you. And even now, the fighting is common help you cannot offer. How wicked are you people? You claim you're elder, bring me some wine, bring me hot drink. Listen, Yoruba, listen carefully. Yoruba, you killed, Awolowo killed 5 million Biafrans. None of you were remorseful. At the end of the war, Yorubas were jumping up and down and dancing in Lagos. That Biafra had been defeated. For no reason. We are not at war with them. We don't hate them. The same Yorubas drove our city away from Lagos, destroying the so-called One Nigeria. It was Awolowo that did it. Yoruba man. Whereas a Fulani man served in Enugu 2 times as mayor. Nobody drove him away. It was like, well, what I drove away, and Zeke won. They brought out tribalism, and they drove Zeke away. They pursued him, and he left, and he returned to come and remove Eyoeta. And the same Robert went to Eyoeta and said to him that he was a dominarian. But when they chased Zeke away from the battle, they were not dominarian, no. It was only when Zeke came back and took his position from Eyoeta that they started complaining. Because Yoruba wants the destruction of an Igbo man. For a Yoruba man, the destruction of an Igbo man is the highest achievement of his life. For they can get away with murder. For a Yoruba man to kill, to have an Igbo man beneath him, is the highest achievement in life. People won't tell you this, I'll tell you. I'm not Nnamdi Kanu. I tell you what you don't want to hear. It's the truth. Go back and think tonight, but tomorrow morning you thank me. I'm not saying it that hatred may reign. I'm saying it that you may change for your own good, because Fulanis are coming for you. Now listen very carefully. After what Awolowo did, Obasanjo came.
Obasanjo, a Yoruba man, handed power over to a Fulani man. And you know the funniest thing? Obasanjo did not vote for UPN. He never voted for his own brother. That was why they didn't vote for him either in 1999. We'll continue. Yoruba. After that, the back of the Shoneko came in. Shoneko is a Yoruba man. Shoneko took power or legitimized the stealing of Abiola's mandate. This June 12th, you're jumping up and down. A Yoruba man, a Yoruba, Shoneko betrayed his own brother. I hope it's very clear now. Now, we must continue. After that, when it's the son of the Yorubas, because of what happened to Abiola, they call their favorite pet, Obasanjo, come, take it. It's you we trust. And when Obasanjo finished, he handed that same power back to the Fulanis in Yaradua. Good. After Obasanjo left, Jonathan came. Jonathan is a Biafran. Who do you think was instrumental in the defeat of Jonathan? Is not Obasanjo? He tore up his PDP membership card. He said, vote for a Fulani man, Buhari. Have you all forgotten? He's a Yoruba man. And then after that, Tinubu came with Soyinka. This is the Southern National Conference. Restructuring. Southern National Conference. Today, no more restructuring. They are waiting to become president in 2023. With all the fraud going on in the zoo. We continue. Obasanjo handed power over to Yaradua. You all know that. Now I want to ask the Yorubas. Yoruba, I love you. I may be critical, but I still care about you because I want you to change. Yoruba, tell me one church, a pastor, and even one that you go to. The same way we go to Redeem or Winners or whatever, or Deeper Life. I said, name one evil church that Yorubas attend, or Yorubas make up 20% of the congregation. None. I said none. Where do I start and where do I finish? Which business run by a Biafran have the Yorubas ever invested in? The answer is none. And the Yorubas since 1960. Have the Yorubas ever voted for an Igbo man before? A Biafran? Even Jonathan, did you vote for him? I will ask Yoruba again. Have you ever voted for an Igbo man before since 1960? Yoruba? Simple question. But he was voted for Biola, didn't they? The same was voted for Obasanjo 2 times. Even against the Ekwueme in the primaries. I want to ask you about, have you ever voted? I want to prove to you that what I'm saying is not born out of malice. I want to prove it to you. That your hatred for an Igbo man is unreasonable, is unfounded. It shouldn't happen in the first place. Yoruba, you must change. You must change. I don't know whether it's due to the undue influence of Yoruba Muslims. You are now telling me that as a race of 70 million people, the only duty you now owe to yourself is 2023. So Aisha can be doing anything she likes. People can be dying. There are bandits everywhere. Terrorists everywhere. Kidnapping. Christians being slaughtered every day. Persecution, prosecution, everything happening. So Yoruba, you're telling me 70 million of you will just keep quiet until 2023? Is that what you're saying? Because of presidency? Because of money? You sell your soul to the devil? Yoruba, you will sell your soul to the devil? Oh dear. Oh dear. They say we don't respect people. If you go to Japan, they respect their elders. Of course they do. But if you're an elder and you mess up in Japan, they will come to you and tell you to go and commit suicide. That's what they will tell you. Harakiri, they call it. You go and commit suicide. It's the most honorable way to die. If you're an elder and you're a fool, you go and commit suicide.
That's why I said that. You cannot expect me to respect an elder that says the truth and decides to follow lies. Yoruba, I'm asking you tonight, is that boy in Asarok, is he Buhari? Is that boy in Asarok Buhari? Yoruba, answer me. If he is not Buhari, then what are you doing about it? As people that claim you fear God, you go to Pentecostal churches and all this nonsense. You fear God. Why are you people being so deceptive? Why this fraudulent nature you have to hide the truth? Because if we expose what is happening in Asarok, the world will give IPOB and NAM the kind of credit. That's all. And you're a black man, and you're fighting against racism. You claim you want Nigeria to progress. Everyone should be in Nigeria. But look at the way you're behaving. This level of envy that you have, is it normal? This envy, this level of envy, is it normal for a human being? That the downfall of a race is all you exist for. Forget about who takes the credit. Go and tell the world, Yoruba newspapers, that Asarok is empty, so that your brother can go and take over. Tell the whole world, because people are dying. Your silence is killing people. Because of you, Mietiala is running rampage, because you have failed to acknowledge and to speak the truth. That is the fact of life. I wish young radical Yorubas can emerge. That's my prayer every day. People we can work with. Because this crop of people you have now, God forbid. They say the Nigeria is too weak to break, according to Governor Sulo Amido, because the Yoruba media have allowed it to be that way. But there's something the man said which is correct. That is a confederation of corrupt criminals called politicians. Confederation. They know themselves. Do you think Ike Premada wants Biafra to come? With all the money he has stolen, where is he going to steal money from them? If Biafra comes, which contract is he going to hijack? Which one? So you can never expect them to be part of what we are doing. Never. You don't expect Emeka Anyaoku to be part of Biafra. When he has Orient Oil making money, he lives in Lagos, he's enjoying Orient Oil money. He'll be thinking, you know, being an Igbo man, he'll be thinking, hey, if I go to Biafra now and Biafra comes up, I will lose my oil field in Umuahia and Agulev. That's all. He's in Lagos, Frank Akin, he doesn't care. He has interest in Orient Oil. That's what matters to him. And he's an elder statesman. Only in Africa, an elder statesman who is worse than Lucifer. The likes of Edwin Clark. There is something they are bringing now with Sarah Reporters in our Elders and Nonsense game. Hey, that Buhari is sick, huh? Hey, that the report of the show, no, Buhari is sick. Do you think you're dealing with children? If it is time to announce to the world that Buhari is no more, you tell us straight, not all this game, there is no conversation between Haruna and Idris. That is rubbish. You can deceive people with this. Not us, you can deceive me. That telephone conversation was staged to plant it in your useless zoo brain that Buhari is sick. Buhari is dead in Saudi Arabia. Now you're looking for a way to try and pack things up. But the problem is that Tinubu doesn't want Usman to take over. So you're in a quagmire. Zoo has come to an end. This level of lie told by the Fulani makes the zoo unviable. I have heard a campaign already, Twitter campaign, to plant it in the brain of every state in the world, every nation, that you people are evil and criminals. Subversion of the democratic process is an unpardonable crime anywhere in the world. And that is what Tinubu, with the rest of Yoruba land, have done with the Fulani. And we must expose them. We must expose them. And that brings us slightly towards the end of our program today. My goodness me. Because we are going to mount a very sustained campaign in the media. Because you cannot trust Yoruba media. Some of you ask me, but if we are not seeing you in CNN, do you know why we have to CNN? Yoruba. Yoruba are the ones causing it. How? Because Bukola Adebayo, Bukola Adebayo, Bukola Adebayo is the CNN correspondent for the southern part of Nigeria. Bukola Adebayo. He will never write about Biafra. Bukola Adebayo is the CNN correspondent. He will never write about Biafra. These are the people that Satan is using to suppress this march to freedom. So don't blame CNN. It's Yoruba, Yoruba. Yoruba is causing it. Yeah, hatred for an evil man is you cannot understand it. Why? I have no idea. Yoruba came to this life just to hate an evil man. That's their job. That is their job. Those of you ask me also, why can CNN never carry our news? Yoruba is the problem. Yoruba is the problem. I don't know why. And our people in Nollywood, they could have used Nollywood movies to promote what we are doing. They are busy talking rubbish. Rubbish, cause talking jazz. Yoruba is using their media. Yoruba use their media to get all of you to be attending Deeper Life Church. We not stop, we redeem. They use their media to tell you that they are only miracles, though. These are former Muslims. Former Muslims, they saw money in Christianity and they came to Christianity. It's the truth. Our own, the little Nollywood we control, is there talking not. They demonize our own culture. Something that we are not. All the fetishness, all the rubbish. Promote your people. If you cannot write the script, there are those who can write it. Promote your people. They cannot do it. We're talking jazz every day. Talking about one Nigeria. Mad people. I have my voice has broken. As I knew it would. This very evening I'm announcing that every IPOB family unit in the world, because you are going to bypass the global media. It's a strategy. You know, we are master strategies. Everybody who is a Biafran, friends of Biafra all over the world, there is going to be a campaign in the next 4 weeks. As long as you use a smartphone, you must be on Twitter and Facebook. Every including our grandma. If you're going to buy your grandmother a smartphone, make sure you download Twitter. Somebody will tweet for her. We are going to bypass Yoruba media and take our message to the whole world. Anything I ask you to do, please do it. We are going to appoint a media officer attached to every family unit in the whole world. And I will also appoint somebody in the DOS to be responsible for the work that people are doing. Their job is, anywhere a Biafran owns a smartphone in the world, you download Twitter for them. They must follow me, and you must follow each other. Very, very important. And then you see how we collapse the zoo with relative ease. That time, Yoruba media becomes impotent. They can no longer stop us. We are now going to take our news to the whole world. Me just writing it is not enough. We need critical mass. I am telling you that Twitter is even more potent than Facebook. Facebook is for gossiping. Everyone will fight. I love the fight anyway. Because if I don't have any enemy, I'm not very happy. I love enemies. The more they are, the better for me. That is why we are at the top of our game. That is the trick. The reason why IPOB's preeminence is because We love fighting. Bring it on, we'll fight. Even when things are things are very normal, everybody is being loving each other. I put trouble in. I love trouble. Because without trouble, you become complacent. I'm telling you the truth. So we must have Twitter. Everybody must be on Twitter. Everybody. Once your phone is a smartphone, you must be on Twitter. That is how we defeat this view. Especially those in America. At least those of you in America, if you cannot support what we are doing or buy us weapons, at least go on Twitter. It's free. In America, it's free. Go on Twitter, please. Do something. America, let's say we catch you. Try and do something. At least go on Twitter. That's the least you can do. That's what you can do. And this very day as well, I must clarify the hierarchy, or should I say our structure in IPOB, very, very important, so we understand. IPOB starts from a family meeting, a small unit. And from this unit, you get zones. Every four units can then form a zone. As the case may be, when it's too much, we can now have, say, 10 units can then form a zone. Where there is only one unit, it continues to operate as a unit and can never be referred to as a zone. A zone is more than four units together. That was what makes up a zone. So a unit is headed by a unit coordinator. A zone is headed by a zonal coordinator. And then in Biafra land, we have the LGAs. We have the senatorial. But for countries like the UK that operate a parliamentary system, we have the regions. We have the national coordinators overseeing the nations, and we have our continental reps overseeing the continent. We have our DOS, and then we have the office of the deputy leader, and then you have my humble self. That's how IPOB is structured. So if you're in the USA, you either belong to a unit, a zone, a state, or not all. That's how it should be anyway. You must belong to a unit to belong to a zone. You must belong to a zone to belong to a state. You must belong to a state to belong to part of the family all across the USA. And this evening, I cannot thank you enough for persevering and for staying and for listening to us. There are many things that we have gone through, but I think I'll continue that on Wednesday. I must thank you for listening. And if you're Yoruba or if you're a zoo animal, by tomorrow, I expect you to change and jettison your petty jealousy and embrace the truth, because after all, it's empty. And because you have been mandated to speak the truth, that is what we speak at all times, without fear nor favor. That is why this very evening, it gives me pleasure to say that it's been an honor serving you. And this truth will continue to preach until Biafra is restored and beyond. I thank you all very much for listening. And from me, from here, it is good evening. Mm-hmm.